Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Good evening. It's Monday. My name is Phil. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. As ever, we want your views. We want your comments. Lots and lots of things to talk about. Leicester obviously are entertaining Aston Villa on Saturday. No, it's Sunday night. Get with it, Phil. Come on. What can we talk about tonight? We can talk about our Belgian boys playing very well in the England game yesterday. Good to see Castagna on the left. Is it a sign for the future? What else can we talk about? Don't get me started on pay-per-view. But we will talk about it if you want to. And, of course, we've got Leicester against Aston Villa. Sinky's going to be joining me very shortly. Don't forget, at the end of this show, if you haven't already, you can win a 3 retro Leicester shirt. One of these, one of those. That won't work very well on air because it's green. But you can pick and choose. If you've not entered already, you can put your name in your comments. And when we spin the Wheel of Fortune at the end, I will add you in. So get your views in, get your comments in, and welcome to the Leicester Fan TV show. Yes, indeed. Let's get as many comments in. It's your show, your comments. We get them in on the screen. LCFC Grey watching on YouTube. Good evening to you. Grey's watching on Facebook saying, did I get Matenna in the post for his T-shirt competition? No, I didn't, Grey, so therefore you'll just have to be in the draw like everybody else. Wayne, good evening. Jamie saying, I'm not paying pay-per-view for it. Me neither. Mick says, good evening. Andy Medhurst saying, pay-per-view, yes or no? It's a big fat no from me, Andy. They can do one. They really can. But don't get me started on it already. Jack Marsden, good evening, Jack. How are you? What do you reckon to this week's game against Villa? Fee? Nice cat. I've got to be careful what I say. Mick Padgett's giving pizzas. There's no pizzas tonight. Gray's not happy. Shane Martin says, Shane Martin. That's because you want to be in the draw for the prize. If you want to be in this, you should have entered it by leicesterfantv.com. That's where you should have entered, Shane. But I will let you lot who are watching live sneak in. But you have to do me a favour. If you're watching on Facebook, you need to like and share this. If you're watching on Twitter or Periscope, you need to give it a love heart and a retweet. If you're watching on YouTube, you best subscribe. If you do all that and enter your name in the comments and say, just say, please, Phil, or can I have a retro shirt, whatever, something nice, something a bit creepy. You're not just going to get, you should have done it by the website, but I'll let you come in this one in here. Ricky says, up the foxes, missing an E, but hey, I'm no grammar police. Dom saying, hi, mate, can you say hello to Kurt Hemmings, it's his birthdays. Yes, I can, of course we can. This big six business stinks. It doesn't half. I'll tell you what a weekend. Pay-per-view, and then you've got Man United and Liverpool and the big six. The big six. Don't you love it? Like nobody else has ever won the Premier League, have they? I don't know. Ross says, did you get the Vardy pack in on FIFA? I don't know. I don't think we've got Vardy yet on it. We're playing that. We're putting a few YouTube videos up there. That's it. Adam says, please send me a retro and a bit of a, I'll add you into it, Adam. Don't you worry. Keep getting those in. Gray says, I pay 45 year a subscription for an iCar. I can't be promoting that, can we? Can we? Let's look. Let's bring in, you all know him, it's John Sinky Sinclair. How are you, Sinky?
Hello. I'm making signs like you now.
A bit of a love heart. John, where do you want to start? I mean, people are literally fuming, I think, generally with this pay-per-view. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about it. It's been all over the press, of course, over the weekend as well. $14.95 is a bit steep. I mean, if you look at what people pay if you're watching an EFL game, I think if the price, and we said today, if the price was, say, a fiver, then more people might be more inclined to say, yeah, OK, I might go down that road. But the money needs to be going to the right place. I think people need to know more about that too. If the money's going to the clubs, is it going direct to the people showing the games and so on? 14.95, well, Leicester's next two games are both on pay-per-view. I'm still undecided as to what to do because it'll get to the day and I want to see it, but I could listen on the radio and watch the highlights later, which I guess people who don't want to pay it will do anyway. It kind of came out of the blue, didn't it, really? And it's kind of unlucky for Leicester that they're involved in the first two games, next two games at a pay-per-view. So I've been kind of wavering. I get the anger about it. I think the price was cheaper. I feel better. I still haven't made a decision on what, because I keep changing my mind on what to do. I'd like to see the game, but I'm not sure I'm going to pay the money.
And then, I mean, John,
it's a difficult one sometimes.
Andy says it. I think Andy Medhurst sums it up exactly what is going to happen. And obviously, we're not going to condone it, promote it, whatever like that. But I think most fans, two or three clicks on the internet, and some people pay for illegal streams, John, like a subscription. It doesn't take a lot of hard work just to click around and you can find streams all over the internet. Andy says this will just push people to watch the game on illegal sites. And once people have done that, John, like I pay for my Sky Sports. I pay every week for BT Sports.
Yeah.
I think total that up. That's about 50 quid a month, I think, for those two, give or take. I'm not saying I'm going to go and look for an illegal stream at the weekend, but somebody might. And somebody might just go, well, if I can watch all these games on illegal streams, why should I pay for my Sky Sports? Shooting themselves in the foot a bit, John?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the price is too high. I think if it was, like I said, I think if it was a bit cheaper, like some of the EFL, like the EFL do, I think it would perhaps pacify quite a lot of people. I mean, you know, it's also interesting that, you know, in this other thing you mentioned earlier about United Liverpool getting together this new system, there's only Leicester that kind of voted against things, wasn't it?
Well, Leicester were the only club. Yeah, Leicester were the only club who voted against the pay-per-view, John, weren't they? Which right. Shane's just said. It just makes you wonder. Fair play to Leicester, John, for actually having the balls to do that. What are the other teams doing? What are the other clubs doing?
Well, this is because the owners have already shown how much they care for the fans. You know, you go to a game, you get a free scarf or whatever they've done. If you look at what they've done since they took over, the amount they give back to the fans and say, you know, we welcome you. We want you here. We've got plans, you know, to increase the number of people in the stadium, built a new training facility and so on. These are owners that really care about the fans, and they've shown that by voting against it. Obviously, they've got to go along with it because, you know, majority counts as always. But the fans have got a chance now. And I guess that's kind of what you're saying is we have got to say, hey, we're not doing it. Maybe that's a kind of a support thing to our owners is one way to look at it. I'm not sure. I wouldn't know how to get an illegal stream if you asked me to. So I wouldn't even go down that road. I'd look radio, watch your highlights later on.
I agree with you, John. I'd like to go on record as to say I would not know how to get an illegal stream either, and I will not be doing that. No. Terry says our owners are simply the best. Carlos agrees and says our owners are amazing.
So what I'm saying is if the owners voted against it, then maybe Leicester fans should go along with what they've done and say no to it. And maybe I've talked myself into doing that.
Yeah. Andrew says maybe it's time for the fans to fight back and boycott pay-per-view. I don't think many will pay for it, John. I genuinely don't. I'd be amazed if they release the figures on it, but I don't think many will. I mean, it sort of brings us on to it. It's been a weekend of it, John. Like you say, Man United and Liverpool are then the big six clubs, which obviously with three others, I'm not sure who the three others are, but Leicester are not part of that nine, try to change the whole way the football league is.
But the timing of it, this is a big six. Liverpool got hammered. Manchester United got hammered. You've got teams like Leeds and Leicester and up near the top. And these are so-called big six. You're having the laugh, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, John, especially Leicester did obviously win the Premier League, as we all know, 4 years ago. Liverpool haven't won it for 30 years. And they still like, oh, we're part of the big six. And you go, I'd dare them to have said that had they not just won the Premier League, because we'd all be going, well, you haven't won it in 30 years, so you can jog on with your big club, you know. Like you said, what defines a big club? Leeds United would say they're a big club. Newcastle United would say they're a big club, John. Wolves would say they're a big club. Everton, you know.
And they're also looking at cutting two teams from the Premier League, taking it from 20 down to 18. I think the whole thing's been kind of like, it's come out. And I've been reading the press today, and most of the press are kind of saying, well, hang on a minute. Okay, they've said they give some money to the EFL, but they should be doing that anyway. Yeah. Not spending maybe 80 million on a player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, John, some fans, and it shows you that fans, you see, this is what frustrates me with football at times, is that the fans know best sometimes. And somebody said, when we were having a bit of a mental breakdown about this pay-per-view at the weekend, somebody said, do you know what they should have done? They should have done the pay-per-view, made it £3 or £5, but every penny of that went to the lower league teams.
Yeah, I think I'd pay if they said that. I think I'm like you. I'd go along and say, yeah, fine, I'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just they miss it. And then to follow pay-per-view up with the big six clubs starting to make silly demands about it just seems like, I mean, Mick says here, like lots of fans do, it's got to be Claude Puel's fault. He gets the blame for everything, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Look, John, let's try. I want to know. Don't forget, I've had some. We're giving away this a retro shirt. You can choose which retro shirt you want. I've been having some fantastic comments in, some really, really creepy comments, which is great. You can keep them coming in. I mean, look, Gray says here, hi, sweet cheeks, Phil. Please add me for the shirt. Gray, you're definitely in the raffle for it now. So let's move on to the Villa game, which is on Sunday, John.
Well, can I just mention there's a good article today about fans not being in the stadium. And we've all got used to that. And since that happened, there's more goals being scored. There was an interesting article today about a guy who said he was taking on Dele Alli at darts. And he was a pretty good darts player. So he's feeling quite confident. Dele Alli turned up with lots of press there and cameras. And he actually just kind of withered, and Dele Alli beat him because he's used to playing in front of a lot of people. And you look at players, maybe, I mean, they're in there at the moment playing in a kind of vacuum with no fans on either side playing any part. Because what would it have been like if Liverpool were getting beat like that and the fans would have been there? You know, we'd have shots of fans, you know, looking devastated, and maybe that would affect on their players and the opposite for the other side. You just kind of miss that. That's a big element. And it might have an effect on how the players play and so on. I don't know what the answer is, but what I'm saying is that football is just different now completely because of that lack of interaction with the fans being there. And we've talked about this before. You know, they're introducing fans inside stadiums for various things. But why not football? I mean, it's been talked about for a week or two now about, is it going to happen? But there's no evidence they're going to change it.
Yeah, I've said, John, for a while, and I've said it on here before. I don't think, especially the Premier League, realises that part of their product, part of their offering to people is the fact that there are fans there. Like you say, somebody scores a third goal, cut away to fans either being mentally excited or literally in tears. The fans add the emotion to the sport, and with none in there, John, I'll be honest, I thought, oh, it's a festival of football. I'll watch all the games, not just the Leicester ones. I'll really enjoy it. I barely watch any of the other games because it's pretty dull when it's not your team in it.
I mean, Germany, I think, are doing an element to bring some fans back. And we know that there has been, the Premier League have put forward a plan where you could get, say, 30%. Just get some fans in. How difficult could that be? I mean, I know the pandemic, you know, we're getting kind of announcements tonight, aren't we, about different sort of lockdowns in different areas. And there's obviously some concern about that increasing. But, like, if other sports can do it, like they've given the Leicester Riders and the basketball are going to be able to start to play, albeit without fans to start with. But it'd be nice to see some kind of progress made getting fans back into the stadium bit by bit, really.
Yeah, well, hope so, John. Just before we move on to the Villa game, did you watch some of the England game, John?
I watched the whole of the England game. It was a difficult one because when it was 1-1 at half time, I thought, okay, with two of our players, you know, Tillemans and Castagne playing for Belgium, I'd take that because you play in Belgium, you're thinking if we get a draw, that'd be a good result. Okay, yeah, I'm pleased we won it in the end, but Castagne playing on the left was impressive.
Yes.
I'm thinking, well, Pereira comes back, that could be a definite good sign that you can obviously play both sides, and it kind of proved it in that game. Oh, yeah, I'm pleased that England won, but, like, disappointed for the Leicester lads at the same time.
That first 20 or 30 minutes in particular, Belgium down the left, John, where Castagne was, with Tielemans. I mean, we've been talking about Castagne, fantastic at right back. He was up and down there. He was really involved on that left wing, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he settled into Leicester very well. We talked about that before. And he looked really, really good for Belgium. And I think what's really annoying about FIFA 21 is I got FIFA 21 at the weekend and assigned all the new players in FIFA 20, but none of them are actually in my FIFA 21. And Castagne is not available. I'm literally throwing the box around the room thinking, what? He's playing
John,
for some other team.
we've just got wound up about pay-per-view. Now you're going to wind me up about FIFA, the fact that you spend all year spending your money building your team up and then they bring out the new game and you have to start again. They just want to rip you off.
Yeah, but I've got Ben Chilwell in the squad, so I've left him out.
Was he was in the squad. Are you sure he wasn't in some nightclub partying where he wasn't meant to be or something? No,
well, actually, on FIFA 21, Madison lost the game against his Aston Villa compatriot, actually. But that was because he couldn't do the drag back. He used to do a lot of drag backs in the game to win because he won the title last season, didn't he? But I watched that the weekend as well. But obviously, that was Villa against Leicester, which we're going to talk about.
Ross says we should have a game, John, me v you in FIFA 21. It'd be interesting to see who would win. And then he says, I'd rather play Phil versus John in a game of FIFA live on pay-per-view than pay for the pay-per-view game. Hey, £15, Ross, if you want to come and watch me play Sinky, 15 quid. And every penny can go into charity, John.
Definitely. Let's Villa again on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, Villa. I mean,
I think you've got to set aside the result. I mean, obviously, we had a good win against Man City and they've done a similar thing to Liverpool.
You're just completely avoiding the fact we just lost to West Ham there, John. Well, you're just wiping that from the memory.
What I'm saying is they've had a big win and we've had a big win. Okay, our last game wasn't the best game. I'm saying that as well a little bit because I think given the 2-week break, you're hoping all your players come back fit from internationals and so on. And I guess it's kind of start again in some ways. Reset, start again. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway. I think it'll be a very good game because Villa made some, one or two good signings and they look pretty comfortable on the ball and we know what they're capable of. But I think Leicester for this one will kind of raise their game a little bit. I'm quite looking forward to it. I think it'll be a very competitive game. It's a difficult one to call in some ways and that makes it even more interesting.
Again, not without trying to focus too much on Villa, they have got a lot. I know a lot of Leicester fans don't like Jack Grealish. I actually like him. Do you know what, John? He reminds me of Robbie Savage because I just think if he's on your team, he wears. Savage used to wear this shirt, plugging that one in, but not this exact one, obviously. But this style. Robbie Savage used to be a great player for Leicester. I always thought because. He just got stuck in and went. And I think sometimes that's what Leicester slightly lack at the moment. Whereas Villa, you know, Jack Grealish, when they're losing, you can see it in how he plays that he's dying to get them to back into the game.
Yeah, looked good in his England performance, I think, actually, because he is capable of just taking on players and making things happen, a bit like Maddison. Be interesting to see if Maddison starts. I would like to see him start. Not sure on his fitness at the moment, but. That'll be interesting kind of competition, seeing them kind of head-to-head on the pitch. And I'm hoping that does happen because I think we just need that little bit of kind of extra in midfield that Maddison and, I guess, Grealish, the opposition, can add. So that would be good if they're both playing because I think it'll be an interesting battle between those two.
And they signed a player who I did think we should have gone for maybe over the summer, Ollie Watkins, from Brentford. I thought he was a good... I like it when we dip down. I love teams to dip down into the Championship. I know it's naughty, but to go and get their best players. I think when we've done it with people like James Maddison recently, even James Justin, I think keeping an eye on the players who are coming up through the Championship and League One, I think is a great way to do it. Yeah, and I think Ollie Watkins would have been a good buy for us.
Yeah, we've been linked with a player, haven't we, from Swansea. I think Spurs and Leicester have been in the running. Forget the player's name now, but defender. I think we've been in the running because obviously the deadline for the signing from that division ends on Friday. So who knows? We might have another player coming in before the end of the week.
Yeah, and obviously I don't think Dennis Pratt will be fit for this weekend, John, but maybe he will. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Matt is coming back will obviously help there a little bit. I thought Pratt's played well, actually. Obviously, another kind of Belgian player. I was half expecting him to see if he had been fit. Would he have made the bench safer for Belgium as well? Because I've had three Leicester players in there. But yeah, he's been pretty good, hasn't he? He's shown improvement and I've been quite impressed with him. But we'll have to wait and see whether he's fit or not.
And at some point, John, maybe we'll see a bit of Fofana, the new centre-back, young lad. You know, Sunku and Evans are looking decent, but...
Yeah, I think we've kind of got the set two there. I think we might see him come into play when we're doing three games a week on a regular basis. It'll be interesting to see how the manager uses him, actually, because not seen anything of him, have we, really? And he's quite young as well, so... I think they've got to nurse him in a little bit, but obviously if there are injuries, he's going to come into play. We've still got, Wes Morgan as well in that position. But do you feel that we need kind of add another? And obviously from what I've been reading about this other player from Swansea, that might be the way they'll go as well, because they need cover in that position. Certainly if they want to start playing, say, three centre-backs in certain games. Obviously, Almarty's come in and done that, but he's more a kind of a player you can put in different positions. So having a kind of a proper centre-back in inverted commas might work better.
Steve George, yeah, I've heard a bit about that. Sunku is injured. Well, I've heard some of that, but I'm not sure it's 100% confirmed or not, to be fair. But obviously, we'll have to wait and see on team news later this week for all the international players coming back. I saw Slimani and Danny Simpson on Instagram. There was a bit of like, Slimani's still here as a Leicester player, and so's Danny Simpson still training with the lads, I believe. But I don't know. I don't know where you go with that. And Demarai Gray not making the Europa 24-man squad, John. Players on the fringes.
Yeah, I know. We've not mentioned Barnsley, have we? Being in the England squad.
No, he did okay, didn't he, last week?
He had a pretty decent debut when he came on latter part of that first game, yeah. It was nice to see that. Yeah, Samari's on FIFA 21 as well.
What, for Leicester?
Yeah.
I've not seen him on that. Yeah, have you scored any good headers with him?
No, I've not put him in the team yet.
Yeah, just left him on the sideline. Yeah, I've got Slimani in FIFA 21, but I'm not going to play him.
Sorry, what was the question you asked me?
Just going to pay him, not play him. That's all
it is. Right,
John, last chance for anybody to put their names into the hat, and then I'm going to do this raffle. And I want people's score predictions as well at the end. John, before we let you go, what would your score predictions be?
Okay. I think I'm going to go for a fairly close game. I might go for a 3-2 to Leicester.
3-2 to Leicester. I wouldn't want to go and put much money on this match at the bookies. I think with the home and away advantage seems to have totally gone now. I think everybody's sort of accepting that. And Villa and Leicester are both teams at the moment. You could get either an A-grade performance out of or anything, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think, again, it's a journey into the unknown. What's really good about it in some ways is, it's going to be a competitive game and you want to beat them because they're local rivals. Let's face it, that's part of the reason. I'm going to go with 3-2.
3-2, Sinky, right, I'm going to do this draw. Do you want to stick around for it?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go?
Yeah, go on.
Right. Let me get this set up. Bear with. While we add in the becoming famous Leicester Fan TV Wheel of Fortune.
What was the shirt you were giving away again?
Well, they get to pick. It's a retro shirt. There's about four retro shirts we've got to give away. One of them, or this one, which is the old Iron Coupe one. You can have that in blue or green. This one, which I would guess this is, I'm trying to have to use my memory. Is it a 2000 shirt or is it a little bit older?
I've got an old blue shirt that I was given. Martin O'Neill's lot game. Or was it Mickey? Somebody gave me a Sinclair shirt from way back when, anyway. Or when Frank used to play.
I'm going to click it to spin because you know we like to draw this out. This spins for about 3 hours. But there is hundreds and hundreds of names in there. I've added in as many people who have added their name tonight. So let's see who is going to win. I'm getting my pen ready to write it down.
How long does it really go on for?
It's about done. We're about there.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Jamie. Oh, can you hear that over the trumpets? Jamie Geary, John.
Jamie Geary, well done, Jamie. Which one does he get?
He can choose. He can literally choose, John.
All right, cool.
Which one he wants. Right, let me sort this out. That's got rid of that. That was Jamie Geary wins a shirt. Don't forget, just before people all go and cry, we also have a load of personalised gear still to give away. And we've got, that's from Everything Printed. And we've also got from the Pals at Everard's a cask of IPA, John. How about that?
Well, yeah, I used to drink that when I drank years ago.
And I am going to be setting up, we've got some more shirts to give away. I just need to get around to setting them up on the competition page on the website. So, loads of freebies.
What about your score prediction? You didn't give me one.
Do you know what, John? I think it's a toughie. I really do. I think this is going to be... This is one I think I'm going to be watching like through that.
Why? You said you weren't watching.
That's right. I'm not paying my pay-per-view and there's no other way to watch it if you don't pay £15, of course. So I probably won't be able to watch it.
You have to close your ears instead.
They'll be charging you for that next. I'm going to go for a Leicester win, of course, John. I'm going to go 2-1. Let's just hope we can get back. I'd like to see us after that little blip against West Ham, get straight back on it and go, there you go, let's move on. Wouldn't want to lose to Villa at home after a West Ham defeat.
Then we got Arsenal away after that.
John, it gets busy. We've got games Thursdays and Sundays for the next like 9 weeks on the trot. So we're going to be busy boys.
Oh yeah, I had a phone call from Leicester City the other day. I applied for membership back in January, February. You would still want to do it? They said, okay. So I'm now a member.
They've took a few quid off you with no chance of buying any tickets.
Well, no, but like, hey, you know, it's all for the club. It's our club, so yeah.
Why? Yeah. Brilliant. All right. Thank you so much. Ross Howard is asking you, John. He says, John, would you commentate on the game this weekend so we can listen to you and we won't have to listen anywhere else?
That's interesting you ask about that because you remember the ITV commentator, Clive Tilsley?
Yes.
They dropped him and the new guy came in last week and he was saying how devastating it was when he took off commentary. I remember that feeling when it happened to me. But I loved it when I was doing it. Could I do it now? Don't know, actually. My eyesight's not quite as good.
We know you could do it, John. We all used to love listening to you on the radio. So,
well, I used to like doing it, but I did my time. I think you've got to, you know, it's easy to look back and say, yeah, I could still do it. But, you know, I've been asked about doing the Riders again, but for TV commentary, which is slightly different. But yeah, I enjoyed the football. I like doing it. So if you ask me to do it again, I'd probably say, no, I'll just leave it. I wouldn't want to get it wrong. I'd be a bit nervous about doing it again.
You'll be fine. John, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again, hopefully next Monday.
Yep.
Fantastic.
It is.
It's our regular date night, John. Me and you, I'm here. I'll see you soon. I'll let John go. Thanks a lot for joining us, Sinky. Let me remove him out. And let's get as many last comments in because it is 8 o'clock. Dave says one day he might win. I'm sorry, Dave. You can see how many names were in there. Jay, and I can't do it any fairer than that, can I? Crikey. Those of you who say it's a fix. Villarard Deeson says, Jono, watching on Twitter and Periscope, he says, did some good business. I think they did, actually, Jono. I think they did. He said, we need to be on song this weekend to get a result. Jamie says they will be charging you to listen on the radio. I think they will. Ross says, you and Motti would be a dream pair to John. And Jamie from the Fox's Arms says, good night. Or what would he say? Jamie says, good night, adios, sing, see, dad. I can't do it. Only Jamie can do it. He's live on Sunday with another Aftermath pre-match show this week, where because it's all to part. It's going to be, Jamie, it's not going to be an Aftermath show anymore. It's going to be a pre-match show. Trust me. I have to change the name of Jamie's show on at 10 o'clock. Oh, before I forget, Muzzy is it on Wednesday night? Oh, my gosh. Muzzy is it on Wednesday night? Fingers crossed he doesn't, like, flake out on us or anything. It's took us, trust me, it took us all season to get the one and only Muzzy is it. Sinky's wavy at me. He's in the back room. Yes, Sinky, what?
Best goal ever. Grimsby away.
Yes. Overhead we should have talked. It was.
I was there with Neville. Neville got the commentary. I was really jealous. Oh. It would have been a great one to commentate on. But, like, yeah, great player, great lad, great midfield.
Do you know what? When we've done a lot of these player interviews, John, over the summer and in lockdown, whenever we've asked players from that sort of era, any player who has played with Muzzy, when we ask them the question, who was the best player you played with while you were at Leicester, it's always Muzzy.
Yeah, but you remember his opening game, he arrived and Martin Neil got him. Then we got beat, was it Sheffield or something? We got hammered on the Saturday and he came on to make his debut. And then obviously we went on and got to the playoffs. So when he arrived, everybody thought, Muzzy who? Even me. You know, we're all going, who is this guy?
Which one was that, John?
When he signed, and then we played a game, and there was a big demonstration against them, against the club afterwards, you remember?
Yes.
Martin O'Neill only had about half a dozen games. It wasn't going terribly well. But then it kind of changed after that.
I think, John, that was the season, and I think it was Muzzy, is it? But I'd have to check my stats, because it was back in the day when I think it was Watford away. I think it was last game of the season or something of that season. And it was definitely away. We had to go to Watford's ground. You had to walk down past some allotments to get into the stadium. Yeah. And we were right behind the goal that then as Leicester fans. And I think it was Muzzy, is it, scored with his head to make it 1-0. I think we won 1-0 and we had to win. But all I remember is like going absolutely, I think it was back in standing days, I think. I think everybody just lost the plot. But I think it was Muzzy, as it scored that. But if anybody's watching and remembers, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a very nice place to deal with. When I used to go and watch the games and kind of after I finished commentating, often bump into him and say hello and that. It was a very nice fellow indeed.
Andy says he'll pay £14.95 just to watch Muzzy. So does Reese. So does Ross. Yeah, absolutely. And Jamie from the Fox is saying it was, that Sheffield United game indeed. Ross says that, oh my God, Muzzy is it. Would love to ask him a question on Wednesday. His best goal is Grimsby away or Spurs volley at home. To be fair, that goal at Grimsby, John's probably one of Leicester's best ever goals, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Because you know, you get to that ground and it really is going back in time. And it, you know, lovely people there as well. You've got to have your fish down by the sea before you go to the game. It's a kind of compulsory thing. But yeah, special goal. He took it really well. And it's the one we all remember. Be interesting to see when you ask him what he remembers of it.
Yeah. Well, we chatted, didn't we, with Gary Coatsworth last week, John, who was a lovely, lovely chap, but can't remember much about football at all, can he, bless him? He was like, I couldn't believe it when he said, what was it like walking out at Wembley in front of 40,000 Leicester fans, 80,000 fans? He goes, yeah, it was noisy, but I don't remember anything else. I was like...
Yeah, I suppose when you stop doing something for so long, there are bits and bobs that you'll remember above everything else, but I'm guessing the overhead kick will be a special one.
Sure.
But, you know, he had a great relationship with Lennon, and he mentioned Savage earlier, and Guppy and all them. I mean, what a great squad we had then as well.
Yeah, indeed. Sinky, we're overrunning. I best let you go.
Okay, sorry I had to wave at you. But
yeah, I could see you waving. I'll let you go. That's Sinky, who was there at that Grimsby match. Were you there? Were you watching? We've all seen it 1,000 times. I've seen Reese has just said he was too young to actually see Muzzy play. You must have seen the goal, Reese. Go and check Muzzy is it out on YouTube. And do join Tom, who is live with him at 7:30 on Wednesday. Lox and Josh are back on Thursday with the Fan Zone show and talking about fantasy football, of course, and all sorts. And then on Sunday, it's Jamie's Fox's pre-match aftermath show. And then we've got a pre-match show, which will be at about 6:45, I guess. Then 7:15, we'll all go and what are we going to do about the match? Well, we're not going to pay for it, put it that way. And then we'll do a half-time and we'll do a full-time and we will hopefully be celebrating a Leicester City win. You know who these guys are. Please go and follow them. ADT, Eat Meat, Tiger, Moya Wade, Leicester Garage Conversions, Piglet's Pantries, Fox's Arms, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Charity Memphis and Hologram. Thanks for all your comments, all your views. Go and enjoy your week. See you on Wednesday night with Muzzy Izzet and Tom.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moya Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV. Oh.